Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This afternoon, a judge in Louisiana blocked President Biden's plan to end Title 42. It was set to end on Monday. Title 42 was implemented by the Trump administration as a COVID-control measure, forcing asylum seekers to wait outside the U.S. for their hearings. Dallas immigration attorney and SMU law professor Eric Zithiel joins us now live to talk about today's development. Thanks so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So with this decision, was this expected?
Yeah, I think so. This particular judge, Judge Summerhays out of Louisiana, had already issued a TRO, temporary restraining order, to allow, for the doing away with Title 42. So we anticipated this happening. He's issued a preliminary injunction, which will stay in effect until that's most likely appealed by the administration to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Will this eventually get up to the high court?
Very likely. I would imagine the Fifth Circuit would, as it is done with other types of immigration cases like the migrant protection protocols, will probably side with the states and move that on. Ultimately, I would imagine the administration will move this up to the Supreme Court, and that's where I think we'll get our ultimate telling of what happens with it.
There had been a lot of discussion a couple of weeks ago about what was going to happen if it ended. Were we ready to see the influx of migrants come through the border? What is the situation that happens now with any of that preparation?
Yeah, I think what people need to understand was Title 42 prevented a lot of legal immigration into the United States, prevented a lot of people who are making asylum claims, doing it right, doing everything right to make things happen. These are the people who are really, truly being precluded from coming in. We still have, the illegal movement of people across the border. That hasn't stopped. It's just a shift in terms of what's there. When you don't give someone their legal opportunity to make a legal claim under asylum, unfortunately, it's that or be returned to their home country where they may be, unfortunately persecuted for whatever belief or situation they may have. So it's one in which we do see the number going up in terms of people kind of coming over, but that's precluding legal, migration to the United States. So that's a really big concern. It is something that is overwhelming, overcoming some of the actual federal laws that we have in place. So it's very unfortunate that it's not going to be able to happen. Unfortunately, Biden administration, I think, could have dealt with this very easily by providing notice and comment under the Administrative Procedures Act. If he would have provided 60-day notice and comment, then we probably wouldn't be looking at this situation, allowing a judge to do it, because that's what his basis was for issuing the preliminary injunction.
So legally, what is notice and comment?
Yeah, really under the APA, you have to provide notice. When an agency decides to change a rule, they have to provide notice and comment, usually 60 days, maybe up to 90 days, to allow the public to kind of weigh in on whether or not they think it's a good idea, it's a bad idea, whatever the case may be, and then move it along that way. This judge specifically looked at the fact that they didn't provide that time period, didn't even look into the arbitrary and capricious argument, which is kind of part and parcel of the APA, and simply issued his ruling that way. We saw this again under the migrant protocols just relatively recently. Court did the same thing. So this administration, unfortunately, is not going by the letter of the law in terms of the APA, and I think they had time to do it. So it may be a situation where they're looking at this kind of strategically and saying, we're going to allow this to happen, and if a court overturns it, then it's not our fault. And that's a very unfortunate way to look at it, but it may be the way that it actually played itself out.
Now, this thing came originally because of the COVID pandemic. Has that kind of just fallen by the wayside, the whole reason for it being COVID, and it's gone somewhere in a different direction?
Well, I think initially that was, of course, the what they talked about it being. But, you know, the Trump administration had put this forth, had talked about this possibility even prior to the pandemic back in 2019. So it was one that that a lot of pundits didn't feel that it had the necessary weight of the law behind it in terms of its actual implementation. But yes, that was the rationale behind it, was the fact that we were going to prevent people from spreading COVID coming into our country. And of course, the CDC has determined that's no longer the need, the necessity, with vaccinations and other things kind of being in place. We no longer needed to utilize Title 42. We should resume normalcy, resume the actual letter of the law in terms of what immigration Title 8 looks like, and not use Title 42 to preclude. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. This could take a while. This could take months to make its way up to the Supreme Court. And, you know, the actually making it on the trial of the merits could take a whole, you know, a lot longer than that.
SMU Law Professor Eric Sathiel here live with us. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.